Pat Nair on air.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. International reaction pouring into the U.S., launching airstrikes yesterday in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for last weekend's attack in Jordan that killed three American service members. Poland said the strikes were the result of Iranian proxies playing with fire. The Polish foreign minister saying,
"The most urgent issue right now is that we have American strikes against targets in the Middle East. What I can tell you about it is that Iran's proxies have played with fire for months and years, and it's now burning them."
The Belgian foreign affairs minister called the airstrikes a huge concern and asked for restraint and diplomacy. Southern California is being warned about some potentially dangerous weather. Tom Waite is with CBS Los Angeles.
The recent storms have been damaging, but the incoming storm appears to be even more dangerous. The National Weather Service is warning tonight all of Southern California, from the mountains to the coast, is at risk for severe flooding and slides. Their latest forecast containing capital letters, a rare step to underscore the danger. Flooding issues will not be confined to just the foothills, mountains, and burn areas. All areas, including highly populated urban areas, will be at risk for life-threatening flooding.
A jury in Michigan will soon begin deliberations to decide whether a mother is guilty of involuntary manslaughter for her son's murders at his high school. CBS's Michael George reports on the Jennifer Crumbly case.
Crumbly faced cross-examination from prosecutors, questioning her claim she was a helicopter mom. They reminded the jury of her weekend job, her horses, and an affair that pulled her away from parenting in the days leading up to the shooting. Prosecutors also challenged her insistence that her husband, James Crumbly, was in charge of gun safety.
CBS's Scott McFarland tells us one of Donald Trump's trials has been postponed.
Here in Washington, at the federal court, the March 4th trial date for Donald Trump's 2020 election conspiracy case is now off the calendar, postponed indefinitely, potentially toward, if not beyond, the November 2024 election.
A tentative deal has been reached to end a teacher strike in Massachusetts. CBS News Boston reporter Tammy Mutasa.
Over 1,000 teachers waited in this cold and at times pouring rain to hear the news that they have a deal after a long and bitter fight. For students and parents, such a huge relief after living in limbo for 2 weeks.
Classes in Newton will resume Monday. Students missed 11 days of school due to the strike. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon, a high near 41, clear tonight, 25. Sunshine and mid-40s again for your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Upper 40s for Tuesday and Wednesday and near 50 by Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Right now, it's 28.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com, by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov, and by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. And folks, if you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. All 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining us now from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, you did pretty well in the U.S. ice team tryouts last weekend.
Yeah, I did. I have tried out, well, I guess it would be, this is the fourth time I've tried out. The three times prior to this, I've made the team each time as an angler. Two of those times I actually finished first overall, so I felt confident going in, but I had a post afterwards online. I talked about how the competition just doesn't get easier because many of these anglers, they gain so much experience over time. I remember my first time going in and back in 2011, and almost nobody had palm rods. Nobody really understood the concept of watching other people fish and trying to get in front of them. Nobody understood what the competition really looked like. And now it is cutthroat, man. I mean, you have got to be on your best effort that day, or it will slip out of your hands.
How does it work?
Yeah, so they set it up just very similar to world competition. So they set a zone on the ice. You are not allowed to just wander wherever you want to. They set a zone on the ice. That is where you're allowed to fish within. And then between you and other anglers, you have a distance rule of 5 meters that you need to keep from hole to hole. Your bodies can be less than 5 meters, but the hole you're fishing and the hole they are fishing needs to be 5 meters or more. And the officials on the ice are measuring that out, and you can receive yellow card warnings or even red card and be disqualified if you're violating those types of things. So you can call and ask for a measurement. They'll get you 5 meters if somebody's on fish and you want to be as close to them as possible. You get on fish, and the way we did it for the USA Ice team was count heats. So how many fish in a set period of time can you catch? And this time around, they really challenged us. Oftentimes, we're in pretty shallow water. This time around, we had water 27 feet, 30 feet, 22 wow. feet. And anytime you're catching fish from that distance, especially small fish with small hooks, there's just a little bit more anxiety when you're trying to bring these fish up and they count a little bit more. They also take longer to catch. You know, you've got a small bait. You're trying to drop down to these fish. You don't know if they're there because you can't use electronics. So you're just hoping that by the time that bait gets there, there's fish there. You grab that bite. You actually set the hook instead of just rolling the fish or pulling the bait out of their mouth. And then you are having to bring that fish up. And mm-hmm. so that whole process takes some time. And so, you know, the overall numbers of the amount of fish that we caught through each heat, which was about 2.5 hours each heat, wasn't as high as it certainly could have been. I mean, we think of numbers in world competition of like 140 to 160 fish an hour. Wow. We were nowhere near that, although that was my practice pace when I was in about 6 to 8 feet of water. I was on pace for about 140 fish an hour when I was practicing. But that's just not what we saw in this competition, which is good because most of the time when you're in world competition, you're not in the shallow water. They don't want to put you there because it then becomes a catching contest. They want you to work for it just a little bit more. And yeah. So went through this and had a really good first round, took fourth in the first round. I took tied for seventh in the second heat. And then I had a fifth place in the final heat. All the heats were 2.5 hours, which is pretty representative of what we see in world competition. Those competitions are 3 hours, one heat per day, 2 days of competition. And so we did 2.5 hour heats. three of them and came out in fifth place. So making that top five is pretty important, Dan, because only five anglers get to fish in the World Championship. You'll have five anglers, five spotters, and then your coaches and representatives for the country. And as important as a spotter is, you can't help it as a competitor to wish you were in that zone on your knees catching those fish rather than coaching an angler to go somewhere. And I've played both roles at different times. And my goal, of course, is always to be that angler because I think I can represent the United States well. We're all these competitive guys. We all believe we can be the next guy that that steps up and wins that medal for the country. And so that's where it puts us. So being in the top five is really super important. You know, who you are in the top five isn't as important. It's fun to say, you know, taking first place two out of the four times, I suppose, that I've done this. But just being in that top five is really where you want to be able to make it to the World Championship. So there is one more opportunity to compete before the team is decided. As long as there is good ice, that'll happen in near the end of March. It'll be 23rd and 24th up in Rhinelander. I don't know if it'll be on Lake Thompson, but I know we're going to be at Holiday Acres in Rhinelander. And I have competed on Lake Thompson a number of times in my ice fishing career, and so I'd feel comfortable on that body of water. But I've fished a lot of those bodies of water up there for this type of competition as well. And so wherever they put us, I'd be once again looking to lock in a top five to secure a spot for the World Championship in Michigan in 2025.
Fantastic. Well, we will keep on top of that and see how you do, of course, and see if it actually happens in March because of the ice conditions. They could change dramatically. They're not good right now, are they?
No, they're not. The sun is taking a toll. They don't have any snow on the ice to melt, so every couple of inches a day is taking it away. And you know, we didn't have 2-3 feet of ice to begin with. So it's really been a strange year. So we'll see what happens there by the end of March, and maybe we get this cold front that people are talking about coming here in a few weeks and things will solidify again. But in any case, it's been a fun adventure to compete again, and I'll be there as part of the team one way or another, however they need me. But obviously I'd love to be a guy on my knees in the zone fishing.
Yeah, interesting. Well, coming up, audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson talks about her shooting and hunting experience and the impact of shooting on hearing loss and what you can do about that ringing in your ears. And Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash reports on February activities at the range. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio. Winter blues bugging you? Got big muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo February 16 through 18 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the country's top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MuskieExpo.com.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, and we all know where that is, right where Highways 41 and 45 divide. They're also online at therangewi.com. And joining us for our monthly conversation about happenings at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Oh, Dan, I always look forward to this time chatting with you. These months go by quickly, and it's just something I always look forward to.
Yeah, we have a good conversation every month. Then we catch up. Now, the SHOT Show was last month. Did you go, or did you have folks there?
Unfortunately, we were not able to attend, but we did have some scouts are out there. And they were taking a look around, making sure that they were able to feed us all the information on the new products and any of the new catalogs, flyers. So if anybody has questions about what's coming up, they can get a hold of us because we feel like we're pretty well educated, even though we weren't there personally.
Oh, that's good. How was January for you at the range?
January was a great month. Our men's, women's, bullseye, AR, and small bore leagues are going strong. And the group is having a great time with all the creative targets that Jason's coming up with. I can't believe the response we've had to these different leagues. They continue to grow, which is awesome. They're having a great time. People will come in and say, can I still get in and the small bore or the AR or the bullseye? It turned out to be a great addition. Our next IDPA match is on Saturday, February 10th, here at the range. So if you're interested, again, please check out our website for details.
All right, and you've got classes, I would imagine, they're underway or starting soon?
Yes, many of our new classes are starting this month, and it seems that as fast as we post them, they fill up. We will be adding additional classes, so I encourage anyone who is interested to either stop in or check out our schedule or go to therangewi.com for details. Some of the favorites, Dan, are First Shots class, and that's going to be on February 21st. This is designed for folks who have never shot before but are interested in learning and experiencing it. Another popular class is our NRA Basic Pistol class. Now, this is a two-day course, February 17th and 18th, from 8 o'clock till noon both days. We've done this almost every year since we started, and it's well-attended. You really learn a lot from our instructors. Our skill-building clinic will be offering advanced draw on February 6th. Another skill-building clinic will be February 27th, Shoot and Move. I also want to mention that we have a new class scheduled for March 12th. And this is for the ladies. It's our Women's Fundamentals. We'll have a full description of the class available shortly online and or stop in the store to see what we have. We're putting together the contents. We have an instructor that's worked with us in the past, and she's really excited about getting this started.
Oh, neat.
Any of these classes you can enroll online or by calling us or by stopping in. We encourage you, please.
Well, great. Well, Jim, you've always got specials. I imagine you've got something coming up in February.
We do. We are holding our Sweetheart Special Valentine's Day shoot on February 14th. Come in and shoot and get a free Valentine's Day target. You need a new gift idea for Valentine's? How about getting your sweetheart a Valentine gift of a free shooting lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, spring must be coming.
Yes, I know where your head is. Okay.
We also have our February lane special. We did this last year, and it's kind of fun. Shoot your .22 on .222 and get a free lane. That's right. On .222, get 1 hour of free range to shoot your .22. Now, how fun is that?
Okay.
Some restrictions apply.
Yeah, all right. 22 on 222, yeah. So what else you got planned?
Okay, we're doing something we've never done before. For every hour you purchase and shoot here at the range during the month of February, you will get a ticket that enters you into a drawing for a free EAA 612 Home Defense 12-gauge shotgun.
Oh.
The more you shoot, the better your chances are to win the gun. It's kind of a neat deal. It's something a little different. So we thought we'd give it a try. And in addition, for every $500 worth of guns you can sign with us from February 1st until April 14th, you'll get a ticket that enters you into a drawing, which will be on April 15th, for a free GeForce Arms GF2P 12-gauge shotgun. Yes, it's true. We are giving away free guns.
Well, that's new, and that should get some people interested for sure.
I certainly hope so. They're neat guns, and it's a nice way, if you're going to shoot, get the ticket and put it in the jar and see if you win.
All right. Well, how's the safe business going?
Well, the safe, get a safe, get a safe, get a safe, okay? From February 6th until February 14th, we will have a new Blue Centurion 24 Deluxe with an outlet, a glow flex light kit, on sale for only $999, a savings of almost $280. Also, you can save up to $200 on select premium home 17 and 12s. These are gorgeous safes that are made in USA and have a 2-hour fire rating.
Cool. Get a safe, get a safe. You sound a little bit like Ernie von Schlaedorn. Remember him? Who do you know wants to buy a car?
Yes. And actually, American TV, that guy that went, get a bike, get a bike, get a bike.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
I knew him, too. All right, so what else you got?
From February 16th to March 5th, you can save $380 on select USA 50s and USA 48 gun safes. The sale price includes lights, outlet, and a D-Rod. Again, these are all special deals. Come on in if you're interested. We have safes in stock. We can get them to you shortly. We'd love to help you out and sell you some peace of mind.
All right. And what about your other accessories and clothing and other gear?
Well, we are stocking the shelves. We had a fairly busy Christmas season, so we're almost back up to speed, and we will continue to do that. And don't forget, we love to talk about guns. So if you're in the market or just want to get the feel of what's new in the market, don't be afraid to just stop in and we can talk to you with our experts. Check out our website, therangewi.com, or our Facebook page for details and updates.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks as always for the news at the Range of Richfield. We will check in with you again next month.
Thank you, Dan.
You bet. Jim Bobiesch is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located on Helson Drive. That's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store at the intersection of 41 and 45, and online, as he mentioned, at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. Professional Hearing Care is the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. And joining me today is audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson. I'm actually in their Westby office with Dr. Allie. And Dr. Allie, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yes, thank you. I'm happy to be joining. This is very exciting.
It is fun to be here in person and to talk to someone who's on the show. I do this once in a while. Usually it's on the phone, as I explained to you and as most listeners, I think, know. Now, I've been working with you and Dr. Laura Vinnipal and others in your practice for 3 or 4 months now.
Yeah.
And my hearing is better because of the hearing aids I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you tweaked some things today. And in fact, that's kind of what you do, isn't it? It's not a one and done. You see us regularly until when? Until what happens?
Until when? Until what? Yeah. So when we're really focused on the medical treatment of hearing loss and tinnitus, our main goal is to give the brain a better cleaner, easier signal. So when it goes up to the brain knows what to do with it. And it's not a one size fits all. So when we first start treatment, it's out of the box, we set you at a low prescription just to start almost like that exercise for that ear to brain connection. And over time, we make adjustments, we do real ear measurements. The real ear measurements that we did last time, I programmed the devices not only to your prescription, so your hearing test, but also to your ear. Because everyone's ear is different. Some are smaller, some are bigger, some have a curve in it or lumps, who knows. By doing that test, I can measure based off of your ear canal, are we still meeting those targets? And not everybody likes to be at full prescription either, which we found out. But then that tells me that I know I'm doing my job and that it's giving you the proper sound to the brain. That makes sense.
It does make sense. People who have heard conversations with Dr. Laura and with one of your patients, Odell Salverson, may recall that we talked about causes of hearing loss. And in my case, years of shooting early on without hearing protection, a few rock concerts along the way. I mean, who can avoid those, right?
Oh, yes.
And just age. But noise is a big factor, and a lot of my listeners I know are hunters, recreational shooters, farmers, heavy equipment operators. So this is a hazard, or these are hazards that really can impact our hearing.
Yeah, very much so. I grew up hunting, trap shooting, target shooting, the whole nine yards. I love it. And growing up, we never wore hearing protection either. Part of it is when we're young, we're invincible and it's not going to affect us, right? But it does slowly compound over time, for sure. And all my family's worked in the trades. Both my grandfathers are carpenters, also have hearing loss, which was the main reason why I got into audiology in the first place. But truly, noise exposure through firearm use, heavy machinery, things like that, that's number two when it comes to the causes of hearing loss. Aging is the number one. Just from general use, like with anything, our vision starts to get worse, right? Our joints aren't as good anymore, or taste or smell, and same with hearing. A great saying is, you know, you can always close your eyes, you can never close your ears. So our ears are constantly firing 24/7. Right, you're in the middle of the night, you hear a noise, and all of a sudden your brain kicks on. What's that noise? What's going on? Our ears are connected to every part of our brain.
And it's the brain that hears, isn't it? I mean, the ears are what? The receiver of the sound and the transmitter to the brain? How does that work?
Yeah, the ears are like a mailbox. It collects all of the sound. Once it hits the auditory nerve, it goes up to the brain, and the brain decides what to do with it. The brain is what does the listening, the understanding. Our ears is just a pathway. It's a highway.
Now, I've been working with you, as I mentioned, for several months, and each time I come in, there's a little bit of a change. Why is it important to keep coming back instead of just getting a set of hearing aids and being good to go?
The reason why follow-up care is so important, if you think about your everyday life, even when you're out at your job, working around the house, certain things get into the parts of the hearing aid, number one. When you come back in and everything kind of gets a little bit better, things change, when we go through and do a deep clean of them, we take all of that out. Because anything impacting the ability of sound to get into the hearing aid or to go out of the hearing aid, that's a decrease in prescription, so the sound going from the ear to the brain is reduced. Right, so that's why it's important to go to someone with follow-up care and being consistent with the follow-up care too. When treating hearing loss, we're slowing the progression of the hearing loss by keeping that ear-to-brain connection really strong. But it, like our sensors, those hair cells in our hearing organ are going to keep breaking down. So for us, when you come back for follow-up appointments, doing those annual evaluations, we catch those changes and can make up for them. So that way our brain constantly gets that good, clear signal up to the brain.
One other facet of hearing impairment is tinnitus, which is the ringing or the buzzing that many people hear just constantly. And in my case, I've had it for many, many years, maybe as much as 40 years. I don't know. I don't remember when I didn't hear ringing, you know.
Yeah.
I understand that there's no cure for tinnitus. But what can you do, and what are you doing in my case
to improve my experience of that?
Yeah, I get that question all the time because a very common misconception is there's nothing you can do about it, right? People try snake oil pills, maskers, anything to try to find a quick fix. When we talk about that auditory damage from noise exposure or aging, the amount of energy going from the ear to the brain is reduced. So the brain receives this messy signal and it almost gets upset. Because it was used to the signal always being there. And just like a baby sucking its thumb, the brain uses tinnitus as like a self-stimulation to make it feel better. So it actually creates that energy, that ringing, buzzing, swishing that you perceive as tinnitus. So when we provide that good, clear signal up to the brain, it's doing two things. It's reducing the cognitive load because it's easier for the brain to listen. But it's also giving that stimulation back up to the brain so it feels okay. It doesn't have to create as much ringing. But my question back to you is, has your tinnitus improved and it's only been 3 months of treatment?
The ringing is still there, but it's much reduced. When I have the hearing aids in, I'm barely aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's improved.
Yeah. So that's exactly what we're looking for, and it's only been 3 months, and it's been going on for 40 years, right? So that damage will always be there. So I have some patients who go, well, I still have tinnitus. And I say, yeah, you still have auditory damage. The big thing is when we're giving the brain the signal on a consistent basis, that, again, is like giving the brain what it needs, what it wants, and reducing the cognitive load. That's providing less stress on the brain, so the brain isn't working as hard, that tinnitus reduces. There's no cure for it, that's for sure, but the ways to manage it is through providing that signal up to the brain.
So my improvement may continue? Is that the
Is
that the deal?
Yes, it will continue. It takes 6 months to a year for our brain to truly reorganize and to strengthen the brain too over time. Who knows how long you've had this auditory damage? So it takes a while for it to truly shake out. But as we mentioned earlier about follow-up care and why it's important, Odell's one of my patients, and we have to send hearing aids in every so often because it's a device that we wear 15 hours a day. So eventually it breaks down. Came in and was reporting that his tinnitus was starting to creep up a little bit. He goes, maybe that's normal. I stopped him for a second and said, wait, you're seeing an improvement on your tinnitus. And he stopped and went, you know what? I was. Because in the beginning, he thought the same thing. It's been going on for 40 years. I'm never going to see an improvement on it. But having his tinnitus come back is a really big red flag for me. Something's wrong. Because he had that reduction and now it's coming back, something wasn't quite right. So I programmed a loner for him to send his other ones out. And within 5 minutes, he went, oh, that's what I was looking for. The tinnitus started to reduce that fast, similar to what we did today.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Well, Dr. Alley, we have to take a break here. Will you stay with us? I'm in your office, so you can't go away.
I can't go anywhere, but no, this will work well.
All right, we'll come back after this. I'm Dan Small. We are talking with audiologist Dr. Alley Anderson of Professional Hearing Care, LLC, right in her office in Westby, Wisconsin. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground.
Winter blues bugging you? Got big muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo February 16 through 18 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the country's top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MuskieExpo.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon, a high near 41. Clear tonight, 25. Sunshine and mid-40s again for your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Upper 40s for Tuesday and Wednesday and near 50 by Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios.
Right now, it's 28.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again!
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Folks, I am in the Westby office of Professional Hearing Care, LLC, one of our show sponsors, and I'm talking with Dr. Allie Anderson. And Dr. Allie, thanks for allowing me to stretch out this conversation a little bit. And during the break, we were talking about your shooting experience. So tell me about your trap shooting and your grandmother's shotgun.
Yes, my grandma, she shot trap. So I was telling Dan when I purchased my shotgun from my grandma. And
he's wait. Your grandma didn't give you her shotgun
as
a Christmas present or something?
Oh, no. You had to earn it. You had to earn it. So, you know, I spent the summers cutting lawn, babysitting, doing whatever I could, milking cows, actually, and saved up enough money, purchased the shotgun. I'm sure she gave the money back to me in some way. But it was a 12-gauge, and my grandma was 4'11", and because she was so short, she had a youth stock on her shotgun. I loved having two options for stock length because when I would duck hunt, I would put on the youth stock because you have more clothes, it's colder. But then when we trap shoot in the summer, you would put on, you know, the regular stock. So, you know, you didn't get that huge kick. But every time when you first took the shotgun out after, you know, the beginning of the season, you would pull up and go, that's not going to work. But always a fun time.
I didn't really plan it this way, Dr. Allie, but our other guest this week is Jim Bobiesch, who is the president of the Range of Richfield, which is a shooting range, another sponsor. There's a lot of noise in a shooting range. You were telling me something during the break about tinnitus, and you had an analogy that I thought made a lot of sense.
Yeah. When we think about tinnitus, I always think about a circuit. If you think about like a light bulb, something simple, the light switch to the bulb, you have that natural energy flow. Same thing with our ear to brain connection. The brain gets that natural energy flow from the ear and it's all happy and everything works. When we have any sort of auditory damage, it's almost like our wire is fraying. The amount of energy going up to the light bulb isn't as bright, it starts to flicker. Same thing with the brain. As we have auditory damage, it's like that wire fraying. So the brain starts to get a little upset and it actually creates the energy to complete the circuit. So it's like repairing the wire. So that's why when we treat hearing loss, we treat that auditory damage to give that energy back to the brain so it doesn't have to create it anymore.
And you were also telling me about your own experience hunting where you're not wearing hearing protection.
Mm-hmm. Doing the no-no. I get this question a lot too, and I've also experienced it when you trap shoot or you're out hunting. And I personally don't wear hearing protection when I go hunting because I think it's a safety concern because you have people around you. But I understand the importance of wearing it. And if I do wear anything, it's only in my left ear because I'm a right-handed shooter. But a lot of patients, people in general, experience a bout of tinnitus right after shooting, and it can last 2-3 days a week. And what's actually happening is a temporary shift in hearing. If you think about 5 people walking on the same path of grass, the grass bends and it's not stick straight like it used to be. Same thing with those hair cells in our hearing organ. When you have that loud sound that comes through, those hair cells actually almost shut down, and over time they start to come back up. Now, if you do that time and time again, eventually those hair cells don't come back up, and that's when we develop a hearing loss. And that's why, again, when those hair cells shut down, that energy isn't going up to the brain. It's an open circuit almost. So that's why when you get that tinnitus right after shooting.
And I suppose it's even amplified if you're shooting indoors, like at a range, where it's critical to protect your hearing.
Yes, yeah, 100%, because it really reverberates in that room versus when you're outside, the waves can go on and on and on.
I've had the experience, and I don't know if you have as well, but you go to a shooting range, and you've got your hearing protection, you're about to put it on, and somebody is already shooting, and you hear that first shot, and my ears ring.
Yes, and I've had patients come in like, you know, they shot and I wasn't prepared. What do I do? And there's nothing you can do in that situation, for sure. I know I have some patients who put it on when they get out of their vehicle. There are really nice over-the-ear protectors that also are amplifiers, so you can still hear people around you. Now I can see the other side of it, how you look funny walking around with a set of headphones on your ears all the time, but the nice one shot is okay. It's just if you repeat it over and over and over again, that's when that auditory damage really takes place.
And those over-the-ear protectors, they don't look out of place at a shooting range because everybody knows about that. Nowadays, years ago, they didn't. Mm-hmm. I have a set of sound gear, molded plugs do the same thing, that amplify conversation, and yet when there's that loud shot noise, it shuts it down.
Yeah, we work with sound gear as well, so we take impressions and can order those too.
Good. Even wearing hearing protection, I have sometimes been at a range and the guy next to me is shooting a 300 Weatherby Magnum.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you're
doing. Doesn't matter.
Like, oh my God, that's terrible. So anyway, well, you have an event coming up at the end of February. In fact, the very last day of February.
The very last day. We won't be able to do it again for another 4 years.
4 years. Leap year, the 29th. Easy to remember. Tell us about this event. First of all, it's in Westby at the Beckham Memorial Library, which everybody in the area knows.
Yep. Registration is around 9:30, 9:45. But mainly I'm going over that ear-to-brain connection that we briefly talked about today. Some symptoms you can experience. Also, we are going to talk about the neural consequences of auditory damage. So what's going on in our ears, what's going on in our brain, how can it affect our lives, but also what the solution is behind it. So we go through, you know, the anatomy, how it works, what can happen, our symptoms, the consequences of not treating it, but also the benefits of treating it and what solutions that we can help provide. And also answer questions. So many people have questions. Hearing healthcare in general has a lot of questions around it, about it. But my main goal is everybody leaves learning one thing. They know the importance of brain health when it comes to our ears, and also all the benefits that can go along with it regarding the brain.
And Dr. Laura Vinnipel will be there as well
with
copies of her new book that we talked briefly about, I think, when I spoke with her, Life Beyond Tinnitus.
Yes, so she'll be doing that book signing. Life Beyond Tinnitus is a book that she just co-authored with Dr. Keith Darrow, who's a part of Excellence in Audiology. She'll be doing book signing, so if you call ahead of time, we can actually send you a book ahead of time. It also helps us get a number of who's all attending. The other thing is if you're not experiencing tinnitus, but in general speech clarity, or have more questions about preventing decline, we can send you a different book as well that's more aligned with your symptoms or concerns. We'll be offering both of those books, but she'll be doing a book signing with the tinnitus book as well.
And there's no charge for this, and the books are free.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our core values at Professional Hearing Care is educating our community and truly trying to make an impact on not only our patients, their families, but our community in general. So every 3 months or so, we put on a live event like this. So this is the first time we're doing it in Westby. I'm really excited about it. We already have 10 signups, which is amazing. But yes, it's a free event, light refreshments after the talk, and question and answers. I'll have some of my patients there too. So if you have questions about the treatment process or anything under the sun regarding hearing healthcare, we'll be able to answer it at that event.
And you might have me there too.
I'm hoping so. Yeah, I'm actually like some of my patients are going there who've referred others, but also have been with me for years. So it'll be good to talk to other patients as well.
For sure. And this is Thursday, February 29th, 10 a.m., Beckham Memorial Library in Westby. And for more information or to sign up for this event, this free event, again, you can call 608-292-4916. 608-292-4916. Well, Dr. Ellie, thanks so much for making my hearing aids a little better this morning.
Absolutely.
And thanks for this conversation. And I hope a lot of listeners, or as many as you can pack into that room in the basement of the library, decide to come out. And folks, if you're in La Crosse or Mauston or West Beaver Oaks, the area is served by three of our radio stations. It's a short drive. You are familiar with Westby. Come on out and learn more about how you can improve your hearing and maybe take care of that ringing in your ear. So, yeah. Dr. Ellie, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dr. Ellie Anderson is an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care, LLC. They have offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, Wisconsin. And you can find out more on the web at profhearingcare.com. Again, that number, 608-292-4916. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Okoboji, Iowa has thousands of acres of lakes for fishing and public land for hunting, making it Iowa's best outdoor playground all year long. Start planning your next trip to Okoboji for fishing, hunting, swimming, or camping in one of our state parks. When you get off the water, enjoy our many locally owned restaurants and attractions, making Okoboji a favorite destination for your entire family. Plan your next trip at vacationokoboji.com. Okoboji, Iowa's best outdoor playground.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, HuntSafeWisconsin, dnr.wi.gov. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through the 24th at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV shows are also archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And the radio show that you're listening to right now can be downloaded as well as past episodes. And you can take us with you, listen to us wherever you go. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, download it there. Or you can check us out on the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcast. Dan's on social media, Dan Small Outdoors, and I'm at Hardwater Jeff.
The DNR is offering several learn-to-ice-fish events in February, assuming the ice is still good when those are scheduled. For details, visit the DNR website, keywords learn-to-fish. And there are dozens of events this month at state parks and natural areas off the ice, most of them on weekends, and there are free fishing clinics for kids at 5 Milwaukee County parks on the ice, if the ice is good, February 17th, starting on the hour from 9 to 2. And for these and other events, visit the DNR website, keyword events. The DNR is still seeking tips on two illegal elk shootings in Jackson County, and that was during the 2022 gun deer season. The information they got back then was inconclusive, and they need more help. So if you have any info on these shootings or other natural resources violations, call the DNR tip line, 800-TIP-WDNR. Or you can contact them online. Keyword would be violations. If you're looking for something to do up north this winter, our Northwoods correspondent John Small is a member of Lost in the Woods Improv. Their next show is Wednesday, February 7th at 6 p.m. at the Mount Ashwaubay Chalet just outside of Bayfield. That's the ski hill, as well as the summer home of Big Top Chautauqua. And our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends have a full schedule of concerts, including a Valentine's Day special on Saturday, February 17th at 7 p.m. This is at the Harbor Table in Washburn. It's called An Evening of Love Songs. For more information, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and visit us again. Join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the cool night swallows the moose's nose, and the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show, so tune in then from noon to 2.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.